Inside Protection Solutions, the first choice solution for all your security needs.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
Crime Watch on Goulburn Valley's 95.3 Triple M.
Absolutely, it's Crime Watch Wednesday morning here on Triple M. Inspector David Ryan joins me. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Grumpy.
Grumpy. You were listening before, obviously.
What is it with Halloween?
All right.
Don't like Halloween.
Are you into it?
I'm not into Halloween, but I understand Halloween.
Good morning, Grumpy. I wasn't expecting that, to be honest.
No, I'm sure you weren't.
Did you hear me get my mate from overseas on Grumpy Monkey?
I did hear that too. I thought his advice was very good. Just go and borrow someone's children.
Borrow someone's kid, yeah, that sounds...
I don't know where that comes from.
Oh, that's whenever you know that you are grumpy. If Grumpy Monkey's telling you to cheer up. Yes, absolutely. David, I want to talk to you about some activity that's been happening in Tatura. You've had some burglaries that's been going on there. Now, you've had normal burglaries and aggravated burglaries. You and I were talking about this off-air just then, and I'll be honest, I didn't really know the difference. Can you explain to our listeners what the difference is?
So, aggravated burglary is a more serious class of burglary in that there's a relatively new classification where if a person is home at the time the burglary is committed, then that is classified as an aggravated burglary. Mm-hmm. It attracts a higher penalty than a normal residential burglary where nobody is present. So it's designed to stop this or deter this behaviour of offenders being reckless as to whether somebody's actually home or not at the time and creating that extra level of fear for our community.
That's scary stuff indeed. Absolutely. All right. There you go. Thanks for explaining that. And what's been happening in TAT? Am I right in saying there's been four or five in the last week?
Yeah, the last week hasn't been a very good week for us in terms of the level of crime that's been occurring. We've had three burglaries, one in McEwen Road, Durangal Road and Wilson Avenue. Now, generally it's jewellery being taken. Jewellery and other small electronic valuable type items.
Were those ones aggravated or normal?
No, they were the normal burglaries.
Okay,
now, we've had two aggravated burglaries, one in Wilson Avenue and the second one in Hogan Street, but also linked those to the two in Maroopna, not too far away, Gemmell Street and Elsie Jones Drive. Mm. And again, these are generally all very early in the morning, and the property being taken is jewellery, cash, purses, that type of thing. So somebody or a group are highly active at the moment. So the real plea is for the public, if they see or hear anything, please let us know. Through Crime Stoppers is always the best vehicle for that. But if you hear something early hours of the morning, it's a 000 call straight away. Alert the police. We'll get there as soon as we can and
don't
we'll
hesitate.
Investigate.
Yep.
Because that's part of the deterrent, is using the information we get from members of the community to say, hey, there's something going on out here. We get there. That's the best way to catch these offenders.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you, those five, do you think it's the same people?
I've got a suspicion it's probably the same people involved. And that's the trend is there now. And it's something we're certainly working towards trying to capture them.
Would your advice be don't be scared to call 000? Are they thinking, I've got the Crime Stoppers app, should I just upload a photo there? Or if you see it, just get on the blower and call 000.
This is a 000 type call, always has been, always will be. This is where we keep asking for the help from the public, and this is where we plead for the public to just don't be afraid to dial 000. If it turns out it's not your inquiry is not a 000 call, we'll be friendly about it. We're not going to cry over spilt milk. But to lose that key notification that somebody's out and about acting suspiciously, we can't recover from that.
Just call 000. Look, to be honest, I actually had to, a couple of weeks back, call 000. I won't say for what reason or where it was, but I've got to say, within 4 minutes, the police are at the front with a spotlight and helping out. So if you think, they're not going to do anything like that, it does work. So if in doubt, go call 000. And guess what? If it wasn't, you're not going to hold a grudge or anything.
So what?
So what? Hey, what advice would you give for residents then of Tatura?
Okay, so it's about being vigilant. It's about if you hear something, don't just dismiss it as a bump in the night. Get up, invest, do a little bit of investigation. And if you want our assistance, if you want the police, just ring. We're there to help.
Am I right in saying that one of them, and you might have mentioned that before, is actually happened during the day as well? Are they all nighttime, those
no,
five
these are
incidents?
All nighttime.
Oh, they're all nighttime. Okay, right. Yeah. I thought maybe there was some tools or something taken during the day.
No, that relates to our theft from cars. So this is the real plea now. There's we had 17 across Shepparton in the last week, 17 theft from motor cars, which is, again, they tend to happen in runs. You'll get offenders that go out and go car to car to car. Whilst we've only had 17 reported, they could have gone through 40 or 50 cars on that night. So this is where we need, and the main thing that's being taken is the loose change gets taken, but also tradie tools.
Yeah.
Right? So tradesmen, please, if you're listening, find some way, secure the tools in the back of your ute. It has to be done.
And get them marked up as well?
Get them marked, yeah. And because what we don't understand is where does all this property go?
Mm.
There are that many tools that get stolen. Where does it end up? How is it converted to cash? We need to know that.
Those 17 that you spoke about before, I mean, I don't know whether you can track it, but are they just people that have left their cars open and opening the door and grabbing it, or are they break-ins?
We almost never have a car damaged through breaking in. It's always cars open. So Shepparton, you're not a little country town anymore. You haven't been for probably 100 years.
I like it.
So come on, let's start locking things.
Cool heads. It's coming up.
It is, 21 of November.
To any parents out there or young drivers that are listening right now that are thinking maybe of going along, what would you say to them?
I would say to them, this is an absolute must. Not just as they approach that time to get their learner's permit or trying to get their licence, the year or so before that, when they're starting to think about getting into cars with older friends.
Of course.
It's a really important time for them to start developing some responsibility. 14, 15 years old, that's really where we want to start this piece of education, because the risk starts not just as a driver, but it starts as the passenger, young passengers as well. So let's expose as many of our young rural kids to this program. It really is ideal.
Yeah, it's free. It's 2 hours, it's thought-provoking, it's confronting, it's been happening for 10 years, and over 6,400 young people have attended the Cool Heads program over that 10-year period. We've got links on our What's On section at triplem.com.au. There's also an event for it as well on the iWatch Greater Shepparton Service Area Police Service page. There is an absolute mouthful. Did I get that right? Greater Shepparton Police Service Area Facebook page. There we
That's
go.
It.
Glenn Gibson's rolling his eyes right now. Listen to me say that. Been talking to Inspector David Ryan here, Crime Watch, on your Wednesday morning here in Triple M. Chat soon. Thanks, David.
Thank you.